Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Strip clubs, are they allowing lap dances during the pandemic?
No idea.
I have
not
even...
Not a strip club guy.
Well, me neither, but I mean, I don't hate them or anything, but yeah, I was wondering that like a couple of days ago. I was like, you know, the strip clubs are still open. They're still operating, and I don't know how long they were closed during the pandemic. Probably not that long, right?
Are they open now?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I think John does a, you know, he has a sponsorship with Penthouse, I believe. I heard him in the daytime. I hope that was the one.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's
great.
Yeah. I mean, they're out there slinging the boobies around. But, like, it would be funny, though. Like, if you walk into a strip club during a pandemic and they're like, because of social distancing, we can't do
six
lap
feet.
Dances right now. We're really adhering to the 6-foot rule that we were supposed to be doing years ago but never did.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Do you remember when they first said that 6-foot rule? Like, you couldn't have your penis within 6 feet of a stripper?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into, like, Mons Venus, and they're, like, grinding all over the top of you. I'm like, nobody's following this. And who's the undercover cop that's doing the sting for that? You know what I mean?
Wasn't there a time where they just didn't allow lap dances in Tampa?
That's what I'm saying. It was, like, 6-foot rule, but nobody really...
I see.
Yeah.
This wasn't during COVID. This was
no.
Okay.
Back, you know, 10 years ago or something. It was
yeah.
a big deal, but it's like... But you can go back in the VIP room and lay on a theme bed and have her bounce up and down on top of you?
I guess.
I don't know,
man.
Always
go up
weird
in a spaceship.
Yeah.
My buddy got a...
Huh?
What
are you rolling dice
tug.
Over there? What are you doing?
Yeah, you got a tug up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Was it good?
Paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, you could do that yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think a woman can do it as good as you can do it.
I told you, man, but... I wasn't even there for this story, but I feel like I was because I've told it so many times. It's one of my favorite stories.
Right.
My buddy Adam, he was like 18. He was a fat kid growing up,
yeah.
And you know, he had acne and he had a lot going against him. But
poor kid.
Yeah, so they all went to it was the spaceship place. Odyssey.
2001. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they all went there when he was this was 15 years ago now, but. They walked in, all three of them walked in. It was a couple other guys and Adam. And they look around. Adam's gone. As soon as they walk in, he's gone.
That fast. Because they saw
fast.
A mark. They were like,
yeah.
Look at this fat
yeah.
pimple face. He wants to get his ding-ding touched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And he's just gone for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now. So finally he comes back. He runs to the table. He's like, guys, don't let him take me anymore. I can't. Don't let him take me.
Oh,
and then
this
one walked up behind him. He's like, I can't spend any more money. He comes up behind him and starts rubbing his shoulders. Hey, honey, you want another dance? He goes, see you queers later. And that's when he got the...
It is funny, though. Like, you think that you're strong, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I remember I was probably 22, 23 years old, and I was DJing in a club back in the day, and one of my best friends was the manager and ended up being the owner of the club. Now he owns the Scoreboard, where I go down and do karaoke once in a while. But he was like, at the time, he was like dating a girl that worked at a strip club, and she was like matinee or something. So it was like 3 p.m. We're running around doing like errands for the nightclub that, you know, that we worked in, you know, getting supplies and whatever we're doing. He goes, I got to swing in and see her real quick. I go, okay. He goes, come on in, man. We'll have one drink. I'll see her for a second. And I said, okay, but I know how these strip clubs work, dude. Like, I'm not spending money in this place. I ain't
mm-hmm.
doing it. And it was Friday. We just got paid, right? And I walk into the place, and I got my game face on. You know, a couple girls walked up, and they're like, hey. And I'm like, nah, not today, sweetheart. We're only here for a few minutes. Thanks anyway. And then, dude, it was like – the music slowed down, and this girl walked out from the back room like she just got done putting her makeup on in the back, and she looked exactly like Mariah Carey. I mean, I thought it was Mariah Carey.
Which version of Mariah?
The version I was in at that present time, which was 1993, 1994. Oh, yeah. And she walked back, and she locked eyes with me, and I'm like, oh, God. Damn. And she walked to me slow-mo, And in my head, I was like, don't ask me. Don't ask me to do it, Mariah. I got bills to pay. I don't make that much money as a club DJ in 1993. And she walked up to me and she's like, how you doing? And I said, I'm pretty good. What do you want to go in the back in the theme room? She goes, sure. I go, all right, what are we waiting on? Let's go. And I went back there and got like four dances in a row. They had this particular place had like a theme room that had basically just a bed, dude. Like, you walk in, there's a bed and an end table and a lamp.
Damn.
That's where you get your lap dance. They throw you on a bed. No stupid couch.
Dang.
I know. And I got the full Mariah Carey treatment. You know what I mean? I had a vision of love.
A full Mariah Carey treatment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it come with a full...
Huh?
Full
song list?
No. No, maybe.
Her whole catalog?
Did she play with A-Log, if you know what I mean?
I mean... It was a long time ago, Will. I don't remember everything.
You don't remember.
I know I was back like there for about 45 minutes, it felt like. And I walked out with no money. And I remember going home a little upset at myself.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to go in there and not spend any money, and Mariah Carey got all of it.
Man, I was all brokenhearted. 18 years old, girlfriend and I broke up, and... You know, what do your boys do for you? They take you to the strip club, man. Got to get over this lady. Don't let her dominate your life. So we went to this place called Baby Dolls.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Up on Almerton Road.
Yeah.
And it was, I would say we were the only white people in this club.
I like those.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked into one of those in Memphis. It was the one that they filmed, Hustle and Flow in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was, so that we went back to this back area because my friend bought a lap dance for me. And
And
the lady was rough. It was kind of like the lady that took your blood.
Oh, she was just smacking you around?
She kind of had a tood,
oh,
I would say.
Okay.
And she, we're sitting in this, it looks like a couch that you sit on while you're waiting for your table at Denny's on a Sunday.
Oh, not a comfy one.
Yeah, it's one of those weird, like,
vinyl upholstered, just... Ugh.
And there's a guy
like a bus seat.
It's like a super long one of those, and there's a guy 6 feet away on the other side, and he's doing his thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I'm 18. This is weird.
Yeah.
And then she just starts doing her thing, which her thing, I guess.
Was beating you up?
Was kind of beating me up with her butt.
That's nice.
She's just bouncing on my
ouch.
On my ding dong.
That doesn't sound fun.
Just like, ah!
You're being attacked.
Oh my god, for 3.5 minutes,
my
longest
god.
Song ever.
Oh.
And I just remember her being so just malaise and just being like, do you want another dance? And she just was not into it. And I was like, no.
Please don't.
God, no, I'm numb. I can't, I'll never use this thing ever again. It hurt.
Oh no.
So then my heart hurt and my crotch hurt.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible experience.
Did I ever tell you the story of my first lap dance?
No.
Oh, my God. So my brother, Tim, right? He's called into the show. He listens.
Timmy.
He took me on my 18th birthday to a strip club. You know what I mean? And it was this little place in East Tampa. They called like the Fantasy Ranch. Real dive bar style strip club.
Beautiful.
Real hole in the wall. Real piece of crap. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of place my brother would go to. And he takes me to this place. I'm getting you your first lap dance. So he says, I got a girl for you. She's the one I usually get. She's great. Great personality. Big old boobs. You'll love her. So this girl, it's kind of a dark room, right? She takes me by the hand. She's blonde, blue eyes, beautiful.
Sounds good.
She leads me into the VIP area. It's a little love seat thing. She starts doing her lap dance, right? And I'm like, oh, this is great. Then I noticed something was bumping into my belly. It was her belly.
Mm.
She wasn't obese.
Mm.
She was about 8 months pregnant. What?
So did you like that?
I freaked out. I go, whoa, you're pregnant. I said, I didn't know. you know, it's like a 2-for-1 deal. Do I have to pay for that? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. And she's like, do you want me to stop? And I'm like, No, I don't want to offend her. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to offend her. Yeah, I'm sure.
At 18, dude, at 18, I was still very polite. Nowadays, I'll be like, hey!
Keep going.
Turn around so I don't bump your baby.
Right.
Lady? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really weird, though. Then she, like, spun around, and she, like, grabbed my hands and tried to, like, make me reach around and, like, touch her boobs.
Nice.
But I accidentally, like, rubbed her big belly instead.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh, I felt a kick. I felt a kick.
I was worried about that.
Excited.
Oh.
Like, that's beautiful.
I know.
Man, we went to this place, another 18-year-old trip. There used to be this place on Gandy called the Tango Lounge.
Oh!
You know about Tango Lounge?
Yes!
Tango Lounge.
That wasn't Gandy. That was 60, like, near Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
I walk in there. It's Saturday, like, 3 p.m.
Oh,
I walk in there with my friend Josh and his buddy Mike.
We should have people call in now and tell their stories of dive strip clubs from Tampa's past.
This one was just, I mean, daytime, but at Tango Lounge.
Oh, the day shift, dude.
It was something else, boy.
Yeah.
There was this lady who was sitting on my lap. I was very uncomfortable. Older broad.
Yeah.
All these broads are old. They're daytime.
The vets in the daytime,
Yeah. And I see this one come out from out back. I'm drinking my O'Doul's because you had to get a drink, so
right?
I got no duels. Non-alcoholic beverage.
How cool are you?
And I'm sipping on that, and I see this lady walk out, and she's about your size.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, oh, avoid eye contact. Because she's got a big smile on her face. She's going, fresh meat. Fresh meat. I got these boys.
You
got to
pay by the pound, kid.
And I go, oh, and I avoid eye contact with her. My friend Josh does not see her.
Oh.
And she comes up behind him, starts giving him the massage.
Yeah.
And she goes.
She drips mayonnaise on him.
And she goes, hey, honey. Do you want to dance? And I'm like, So he doesn't know what she looks like, and he goes, sure. And then he gets up.
Without looking at her?
Without looking.
What a jag off.
Well, so, and I could see his face. He's just like smiling to, no. And they go back there. She grabs his hand, takes him back there. And apparently, you know, he comes back and sits down afterwards. He goes, dude, I thought she meant just like dance. And he does this. Like, not like a lap dance.
Like just a nightclub? Like,
yeah. He goes, I go back there, and she starts taking off all her stuff.
What a nerd.
And she well, we were young. We didn't really know. And he goes, you could touch here, points to her breasts.
Uh-huh.
And here, points to her butt, but not here. And points to her front area, crotch. And Josh said, the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Which was, do I have to?
What?
To her. And she goes, well, no, you don't have to. But
I didn't know you were gay.
He's being raped.
Yeah. Weirdo.
So
you're at a strip club. I thought this is what you wanted.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he didn't know.
Gotcha.
He didn't know the deal. It was his first time.
Oh, yeah.
Happens.
I remember the Seven Seas was a real divey dive place in Tampa for a long time. You go in that place, it'd be all kinds of craziness going on. Oh, talking about day shift. When I first started working here, we used to do the drive-through car wash thing for charity or whatever, and it would be all the personalities would be out, like, broadcasting live from different strip clubs doing a car wash. Then the strippers are like washing your car with the boobies and stuff. And of course, you know, I get put out because I'm one of the newbies. I get put at the Cheetah in Sarasota at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was me, Carmen, and Spanish and somebody out at the Cheetah. And then, like, I think Drew and his, like, the whoever was with him was at, like, the Pink Pony. And then of course, Calta was at, like, one of the premium spots or whatever. I don't know. But it was day shift at the Cheetah in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some good ones. I will say that. But there was a couple of veterans, buddy. You know what I mean? There was a couple that looked like they, you know, that they're regular residents of Sarasota. And they were like, you know what I want to do in my retirement? Show off my boobies. Yeah, and it was crazy. Yeah, it was nuts. Let's go to the phone lines. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Nate Heimer.
Hey, what up, kid?
Hey, Nate.
Oh, this talk just kind of reminded me of the first time I ever went to it was just a wing joint up in Newport Richey.
Oh, boy.
I think it was like Buffalo Bills or Wild Bills or something like that.
Sounds good.
And I'd always heard about all these, you know, hot women that, you know, look like Carmen or whatever that are up in there.
Hell yeah.
So I was kind of looking forward to it, but the one waitress in there was like 8 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
The other one in there is about 50 pounds overweight.
Oh, sounds perfect.
And the best looking one in there had like scars, burn scars all over her body.
Oh, nice. Boy. Oh,
yeah.
Shucks.
A lady that's seen some things. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Boy.
Only the bartender was actually, you know, what you would have expected. All the rest of them seemed like the B-listers or something.
Hell yeah. She comes walking out in slow-mo.
She's got diabetic socks on.
Some of those, so the job stockings.
Yeah. She's got a patch on her eye. She just had cataract surgery. Oh, sounds hot.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Later, pal.
Oh. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.